Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to jump on social media platforms, please do that. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Also go to the top of SOL Radio and subscribe to that page, SOL Radio, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, while you're over there, you can look at the morning show on the right, afternoon show on the left. Also, check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. And speaking of which, I want to show this to you really quick, just so you can see it for yourself. This is an actual article by Gizmodo.com, and it's all over the net, by the way. But what's interesting, friends, it's a picture of Adolf Hitler here. I've highlighted this in the past, but I just want to bring it to your attention again. Did you know that Adolf Hitler, out of prison, took advantage of the groans of the people? He told people that he would make Germany great again. That is the slogan, make Germany great again. Now, what's crazy about all this is some will say, well, Bradley, that's just far-fetched. I don't think anybody can say that anymore, neither. And why do I say that? Because a lot of people are beginning to make the comparison of what took place in the past and what is happening in the present, the similarities between the Third Reich. And again, friends, I'm not going to go down this trail today, but if you look at the Bush connection, 1942, Prescott Bush was indicted for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. That's all easily accessible information. As a matter of fact, if you want to say that's a conspiracy theory, I'm here to tell you that, in fact, has been proven to be a conspiracy, just like everything else that we're seeing today in America. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. But what's interesting, friends, is I took the time and I posted this, okay? I put this on social media platforms. And what I posted is I said, they didn't hate him, they loved him for it. I want you to contemplate what is happening today in America, in the present. I put History Lesson 101, Adolf Hitler promised to make Germany great again. There's his words right there. It is in a quote for you to see. And he deceived a majority of the 80 million Germans of that day. And in the process, did they hate him for it? No. They loved him for it. What's happening today? Well, I want to show you what's happening today. So when I posted that, if I would have posted a promotion of, let's say, what's going on in politics today, concerning the most corrupt. In other words, the ones that the people love the most, because that is, in fact, history repeating itself. If I was to post something in favor of what's going on between one of the two candidates that was given to the American people by the powers that are tolerated, not realizing that they're two wings to the same bird, I would get literally hundreds, if not thousands, of responses. In the affirmative. They would be all for it. But when I post this concerning what took place in the past, guess how many responses I've gotten, friends? Not one. Not one. When people are all going in one direction, Americans, it would probably suit you well. It would be good for you and your posterity to look the other direction, because people are looking one direction. And too many people are going that direction. And you would think that these people would have enough common sense to understand that this is history repeating itself while everybody is loving on the same people that are being delivered up by the media that they say they don't believe. That's pretty crazy stuff. In fact, it is. But I'm here to tell you, it is happening. Matter of fact, a guy that I know on social media platforms just posted this. He said American university students are becoming the new Hitler youth. Isn't that interesting? And again, Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here isn't looking for this. No, it's easily accessible. It really, truly is. And what's also interesting is if you take the correlation and understanding the likes of a George Soros, everybody knows who George Soros is, right? He's an international criminal to other countries, but over here in America. Oh, and by the way, we've had politicians here in America acknowledge that George Soros is an international criminal. But isn't it interesting that he can buy groups here in America? And now only to find what I told you 3, 4, 5 years ago about George Soros, isn't it interesting that MSN, the mainstream media, is coming out and telling you that George Soros is in fact paying activists to head campus protests? Of course he is. Folks, you have to understand who Antifa is. You have to understand who Black Lives Matters are, all five members. You have to understand, folks, that they're bought and paid for by agencies. They're the modern-day brown shirts going out on the behalf of those that are creating the problem with the use of these groups, right? These agencies, these groups that he's paying and government is paying today, they create the problem and then they play the problem solver. And what they're waiting and hoping for is the people cry out for more control from the government, and the government is purposed in getting that response from you in the very first place. That's why they did it. They play the problem solver after they create the problem. Again, I'm just showing you what the mainstream media is now highlighting. George Soros is paying activists to head campus protests. Of course he is. Just like we found out that the FBI sent in their brown shirts during January 6th. Just like we see in every other given scenario throughout the country that the mainstream media highlights, provocateurs bought and paid for are sent in to create the problem. The government stands back. They try to play the innocent victim only to bring more and garner more control over the people that are crying out for the help. This is why it's so important that we, the people in this country, actually govern ourselves. If we're not going to govern ourselves, this is what we're going to get. And this is why they have taken the initiative by declaring that they are the American people's big brother. They're not my big brother. No, I can govern myself as unto God. My rights come from him, not from the generosity of the state. And I'm not going to sit there and yield myself over to them when I need help in an unlawful manner in any sense of the word. But I just wanted to show you who's responsible for all of this. And when I come back on the other side, I also want to take it a step further. If you guys remember back in 1998, 60 Minutes actually did a pretty good interview with George Soros, and they asked him why he helped the Holocaust, or I'm sorry, why he helped the Nazis during the Holocaust in stealing all of the booty of the Jewish people during that time. I'll be right back on the other side. I'm going to play that video for you in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon. Herbonomics Special Menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 160 affiliates across the country. We appreciate your trust. With that said, let's get back into this. I've got much to cover today. I'm highlighting right now George Soros, who has been called out by American politicians over and over again as a criminal, an international criminal. It's interesting how they all call him out for who he is, those that have, and have done nothing about his crimes. For some reason, he's got a green light to come into America and pay off politicians, Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, the list goes on, talking about the likes of Keith Ellison. I'm talking about Michigan, Minnesota. You can go to California. Folks, he's buying politicians is what he's doing. And not only is he a war criminal, an international war criminal, but he's committing crimes right in your own backyard. And he's found once again doing just that, paying activists to head up campus protests. Well, they're not out there doing it because they don't have, folks, they're not out there doing it because they want to go out there and do it. No, that's not what they're doing. Because if you talk to these said protesters, 9 times out of 10, they have no idea why they're even out there. I've been in so many of these where I've even asked the question, what are you doing out here? I don't know. Or if you ask them a question as to what their particular stance is, I don't know. I remember I was in Tennessee last summer? Summer and a half ago, interestingly enough, or a year and a half ago during the summer in Tennessee, I was asked to go to an Antifa protest. What a joke. I just got out there and started confronting these clowns. We posted the video for you. They had no idea what they were doing out there. And then when you showed them the law, and then when you showed them the price paid for their freedoms, they didn't want to have any part to play in their said protest on behalf of Antifa. Folks, you got to take the time also to love on some of these kids because they don't know what they're doing out there. They're just getting paid to do it. And guess whose money they're using to do it? Well, if it's not George Soros, you're paying for it, just so you know, and for the record. Well, who is George Soros? Well, I can tell you who George Soros is. Back in 1998, there was an interview with George Soros on 60 Minutes. It was a fair interview. And he admitted, actually, and he wasn't wavering in his profession or confession, that he helped the Nazis during the Holocaust. This is the guy that's buying politicians here in America. This is the guy that's paying said activists to go out, the brown shirts, to go out and create domestic insurrection. I mean, it's like, okay, everybody's welcome into America. Do you have any understanding of what law does, friends? It condemns the criminals and it justifies the righteous. It doesn't open the way for criminals to come in and begin to take over business, per se, in this country. And if you expect to remain a free people, then you better understand, you better do the right thing in the process of standing against them. It's almost humorous. But let's go over to this 60-minute interview. It's only like 45 seconds. But listen to him being asked about his not only his affiliation, not only concerning his acquaintances, but his partaking of actually stealing the booty from the Jewish people that were being rounded up by Adolf Hitler during the war. He's still alive, and he needs to be stopped, and so do those people that are actually working for him, talking and speaking of the politicians first, and then the said activists. Let's check this out.
The thing is that you went out with this protector of yours, who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
He's admitting it.
That sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
No, not at all, with a smile on his face.
Child, you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
Okay, no feeling of guilt. Okay, so we know who George Soros is. Let's move forward, okay? And it's line upon line, precept upon precept. Is there a correlation? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go ahead. Money from America to the Ukraine. Let's ask the local Google here in Minnesota as to what it is that the American Congress has approved on their behalf. Did you know that the American politicians, listen carefully, they have reallocated $61 billion of your money to the Ukrainians. Did you know that? $61 billion. Here, let me say this first of all. When a government can take from any people, regardless if it's America or not, when a government can take that much money and hand it off to foreign countries who did not work for that money, you know that that money, as to where it came from, them people are in fact paying way too much in taxes. Isn't it interesting how we, on a daily basis, hear of our national deficit just skyrocketing, which much of it, by the way, I believe is fabricated. I believe a lot of it is nonsense. I really do. The reason I say that, friends, is because take a look around. Everywhere you look, they're building, they're expanding. And it's interesting, when you look at government expanding, it's over the top, to say the least. Remember, when a government expands, your rights restrict. That's what's happening right now. But I'm speaking of money. It's interesting to note, friends, that your money is being reallocated to these countries. It's interesting to note, folks, that it's your money that's going to these countries, and yet they keep telling you how much further you are in concerning a national deficit. Well, guess what? America's hard at it. America's been doing this for a long, long time. You know this new guy that they call Mike Johnson? This guy's been called out over and over and over again, even before he was the new Speaker of the House. This guy is a sellout to his own people. He's a traitor to his own people. A said representative, which I give him probably a 85% thumbs up concerning how I would rate him. Speaking of Thomas Massie, at least for the things that he said and has done, which is better than probably 98% of all of them. But it's interesting, Thomas Massie says he was threatened by Speaker Johnson, his HSA, for refusing to delete a video showing House members waving a Ukrainian flag. Now, I'm going to show you this video, okay? And I want you to go ahead and take a look at this, because this is pretty telling. It really is, as to who Mike Johnson is, as to who your said representatives are. And I've told you this a million times, Americans, and you're going to have to listen. It's better that you listen and prevent it from happening than waiting for it to happen and then wish you would have listened. What am I talking about? Well, what I'm showing you right now, I'm going to go ahead and let this loop a couple times. This is actually your government waving Ukrainian flags as they stole and have stolen from the American taxpayer over $61 billion as they keep jacking up your national deficit. You are going in debt, say they. But I want to make the correlation. You're going in debt because they're stealing your money and continuously supporting the livelihood of other countries. Now, I think it's important for people to understand as well that, again, Mike Johnson is the one that threatened Thomas Massie. Mike Johnson is the new kid on the block. This is the same guy that says one thing and he does the opposite, just like with the rest of what the American people put up with. They claim that he's a hero. They don't pay attention. They see no evil. They hear no evil. Well, folks, I'm telling you what, it's right in front of your face. Why are the American politicians taking our money and building up the Ukrainian government? Why? Well, they got to put them in the position of being the victim, right? Well, you all remember when I did the broadcast on Vladimir Zelensky, right? Zelensky, the said politician, the leader of that country, he's a sodomite. He's a homosexual. Okay, he's the guy that did gay commercials over there in the Ukraine. Also keep in mind, he's also the guy that took his pants down in front of an audience of people. This is Vladimir Zelensky, who's a Nazi, by the way. This is not far-fetched in any sense of the word. Pull the curtain back. Go beyond what you're told by the CIA-controlled media, the 94% of which you don't believe. Pull the curtain back just a little bit more, and it's pretty easy to find. But this is the same guy, speaking of the head of Ukraine, who's taking orders. He's a plant. We all know that. But Zelensky is also the guy that dropped his pants on stage, filled with people, where he began to take his genitalia and play the piano. This is the guy that is allegedly representing the country that has received over $61 billion from the American government, from us. Hey, if I can stop right there. People, I want you to understand something. When we talk about the government giving money to somebody, it's not like they're taking money out of their own checking accounts. The government has nothing without us, because in this country, we are the government. They are our representatives that are stealing our money and then reallocating it to sodomites and Nazis in other countries. Has anybody made the correlation yet? Well, if not, I just made it for you. I'm going to come back, make one more point, and we're going to get to the headline here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The NFL commissioner is considering moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. Roger Goodell mentioned to ESPN on Friday amidst the ongoing NFL draft that this could be achieved by reducing the number of preseason games. He expressed a preference for substituting a preseason game with a regular season one any day, deeming it not an unreasonable thing. This adjustment would place Super Bowl Sunday on a three-day weekend, coinciding with President's Day, celebrated on the third Monday in February. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to increase. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. On a monthly basis, consumer spending increased by 0.8%.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're just going to keep going down this line. It's interesting. We're noticing. I'm not going to go there today. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just making the correlation as to what's going on here. The Nazis of old and finding out George Soros is now paying activists in America who's linked. We played a 60-minute video where he admitted stealing booty from those that were thrown into the gas chambers during the Holocaust. He admitted all this. I don't know where these Holocaust deniers are coming from, but even Eisenhower himself had all of it filmed during World War II because he foresaw people might deny it. That it happened. I've seen the videos. It happened. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, we're making the correlation also to your said representatives taking $61 billion and then handing it over to the likes of Mr. Zelensky, who is a sodomite. He is a Nazi. I highlighted the fact that he's done gay videos. He's played the piano. He's dropped his pants in front of the people, his people, and has played the piano with his genitalia. Not making this up. It's all there. As a matter of fact, I got a little video here for you. I'll play just real shortly just to show you that he has and is responsible for being a part of the very things that I'm highlighting right now. Interesting, when I went over to Vladimir Zelensky, it's interesting that it says that he's a Ukrainian politician. Now listen carefully. And a former actor. Of course he's a former actor. Folks, I mean, how many people that you see in politics today aren't actors? Question mark. I mean, every one of them are actors. Regardless if they've been in television or folks, they've all paid their way. They've all compromised. They've all played the Judas against the American people and compromising up the political ladder. That's why they're there today. But again, it should come as no surprise that Zelensky is a former actor and he was just mysteriously put into that position. And look what he's promoting. I brought up the fact that Zelensky dancing in heels. Here it is right here. Unless you thought I was lying, that's him right there. It's a gay video. This is the head of the Ukrainian government, allegedly. That's what they want you to believe. Who we've given $65 billion to without the people's permission. He's a sick one. He's totally a sick one. He's a total Nazi, as I said earlier. And I'm just showing you the proof is in the pudding here. I don't need to show you him playing the piano with his genitalia, do I, friends, for you to believe it? Because everything that we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we always back it up. We show you. We tell you what they say if they don't say it for themselves. I just highlighted the fact that Thomas Massie was threatened by Mike Johnson for refusing to delete the video that I just showed you a moment ago concerning those in your government that are waving Ukrainian flags. This is right after they passed another bill by Mike Johnson. I don't, again, understand what it's going to take for the American people to understand that the good guys that you're putting up and that you're hailing are the ones that are selling you out. That's the best that you have, and you have a left. That's the fruit of the left right there. Also wanted to highlight the fact that, bringing it one more step, Trump sold out. This is not Bradley. This is just showing you the fruit hanging on the corrupt branches of his tree. TheBurningPlatform.com, Trump sold out his base to shovel $95 billion to Ukraine and to Israel. Now, I know people get mad at me about the whole Israel thing, but I'm just always merely telling you to make distinction as to who you're supporting when you call Israel, rather than just taking it for face value and saying, I support Israel. Well, let me ask you something. For those that support Israel, who is Israel? Who are they? 9 times out of 10? They can't tell me. But you're just blindly following them behind and supporting them regardless. Why are you supporting them? I'll tell you why you're supporting them. Because of what the media is driving you to support. Again, that media that you say you don't believe. Isn't that interesting how much hypocrisy is demonstrated on the behalf of themselves when it comes to what they really believe? They hold the truth and unrighteousness. They say one thing, but they do something different. And yet they want to sell themselves as the people that are in the know as to what's going on in this country and in other countries. You know, furthermore, it's interesting how much people take an interest in the support of other countries when their own country is in fact under attack by the same politicians that are supporting those countries. These are the same politicians that are attacking you in many cases. Have we figured this out? Again, I just want to ask the question. What does it tell us in Revelation 3:9? Listen carefully. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, said Jesus, which say they are Jews and are not. And are not. Jesus said, make distinction. But do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. So there's a call for us to make distinction. Oh, yeah. Over and over and over again. So instead of blindly following the mainstream media, again, that you profess to renounce, read your Bibles and make distinction between the two. I highlighted during the end of last week a video, and the week before that, of a video of those in Israel, the said legislators, that are trying to pass a bill right now, making it a crime punishable up to 1 to 2 years in prison if you bring up the name of Jesus. Is this what you're supporting? Oh, I would never support that. Well, that's what the mainstream media wants you to get behind. Without you thinking about what's going on, listen to this. Romans 2:28-29. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, Neither is he that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. Who said that? The Lord did. You know, last weekend, I want to bring this up to my weekend friends because I didn't have an opportunity to get you caught up to what happened concerning the fallout of last weekend. But when we brought up this topic, I had some woman carrying tales for the devil himself going out there and saying, Bradley Dean doesn't support Israel. Oh my goodness, I totally support Israel. Make distinction. Hey, folks, if I'm in a group of 100 people, just because everybody calls themselves Christians, I can tell you right now before I even get in that circle, 98% to 99% of them are not what they profess to be. I think everybody can agree with that. Just because they call themselves Christians doesn't make it so. Just like they call themselves Jews doesn't make them Jewish. Doesn't make it so. Who said that? Jesus did. In the book of Romans chapter 2. So what I did in response, as a matter of fact, I was on the East Coast last week, and in the process I get a text from a friend of mine that said, yeah, I just received an email from somebody that said, you're not in support of Israel. I said, I know exactly who you're talking about. And I said, furthermore, this woman has nothing better to do with her time than to carry tales, because I never said that. She heard what she wanted to hear. That's why it's so important to cross your T's and dot your I's on radio and on your letters, friends. People do it all the time. They act like the media that's out to get them. That's what they don't realize. So what I did is, in turn, is I posted, this ministry stands 100% with the Israel of God. Well, someone will say, well, why do you say it like that? Because that's how Scripture says it. That's why. The ministry stands 100% with the Israel of God. Who's Israel? Jacob was named what? He went from the usurper to that of Israel. Israel are God's children. Guess who that is? Christians. Us. We are Israel of God. People keep getting stuck on over this Zionist nation that's been created back in 1948 to believe that that is what God ordained. No, let me ask you another question. 1-866-582-9933. How many times did the Lord judge that nation of people? Over and over and over and over again. So let me ask you this. In knowing that the Lord judged those people, he made distinction as to who was judged and who was not. Is that right? Yeah. Well, that's what he calls us to do too, as the church. Why did he judge them? For their refusal to take heed unto his word and to perform it, right? Isn't that right? Yep. For their abominations, for their provocations. The list goes on. Right? So what the Lord judges in the present, somehow it always pertains to do with something from the past that can never be here in the present. Why is that? I don't understand that, people. How is it that it's always in the past you can see it, or you say you can see it, but when you look at the model of what not to do concerning God's judgments upon a disobedient people, how is it that you can't equate that to what's going on here today? It's because you're not in the Word any more than those that were being judged were in the Word. That's why. Hey, Americans, God judged his people over and over again. And the people that are calling themselves Jews today are not Jews in many cases. They are trying to create laws there that incriminate people for 1 to 2 years in prison for bringing up the name Jesus Christ. Isn't that the same spirit that is responsible for crucifying Christ? There you have it. And you're going to blindly follow behind that and say, we're going to support them no matter what? People, wow. Wow. So therefore, I support the Israel of God, his children. And I said again, the Israel of God, his children, make distinction. And I say that because I've just given you distinction over and over again. It says, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. I just established that word several times for you. We are called to make distinction as to who we support. just because the media wants to throw in your faces and drive down your necks that this current administration is all that in a bag of chips. Do you know it to be true? Do you support it? If not, why? Because you're making distinction, just like I'm trying to tell you to do the same thing with that of those in Israel today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back in with this again. I just wanted to, when I say something, I always want to back it up, and I want you to see for yourself. This is Vladimir Zelensky, the head of the allegedly the head of the government in Ukraine that the American politician has taken from you to give to them, to the equivalent of $61 billion, as they drive your national deficit up, as they're supporting a foreign country. Again, let's go ahead and take a look at this. This is Vladimir Zelensky with his friend playing the piano with his genitalia. I want you to see this. This is the head of Ukraine. This is where your money's going. See what they're doing here? Somehow this is cute. See, you got to demoralize the people to control them, friends. Wow. What a disgrace. Okay. This is Zelensky.
See.
Okay, so I also want you to pay attention, and this is fantastic. I just love the truth because it always exposes darkness, and we're called to reprove it. Ephesians 5:11, right? Also, go over to Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Isn't it interesting that when I hold to the Word of God and I hold to the Constitution, the very spirit that America is tolerating and other countries are tolerating concerning a spirit of Antichrist, 1 John chapter 2. Isn't it interesting how the spirit of Antichrist is permitted by YouTube, by Facebook, and by others? This is on YouTube. Okay? How come it hasn't been pulled? How come Zelensky's gay video hasn't been pulled by YouTube? How come it's okay to go ahead and promote all of this subversive content on big tech company outlets? How is it? I'm asking you, Americans, because, again, they are only doing what you're letting them do. How is it that they're able to get away with this? You know as well as I do how they're getting away with it. It's the people allowing it. But I thought it was important to take a moment to convey to you the hypocrisies, to expose to you the hypocrisies of big tech companies that allow Zelensky, a Nazi, a sodomite, to play the piano with his genitalia in front of a group of people in his country, and somehow that's permissible, but the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution is not. And I'm talking about in America. They can do what they want. But I want you to know something, America. You say, well, I have no part of it. Oh, yeah, you do. You totally do. Why do you say that? Because you're allowing your said representatives to send these sodomites money. Only to prove the point, making a couple points here, only to prove the point that big tech company is driving a subversive narrative. What they're doing is illegal, but yet what is legal, they're trying to make it illegal. They're trying to incriminate people that are telling you the truth because it exposes them for who they are. And they just can't have that. Well, bad guys, I again am not asking if it's okay to expose you for who you are. And speaking of which, this is going to be my final point. Next hour, we're going to come back and I'm going to get right to my main topic. And I'll tell you exactly why this is happening, because there's people that say we don't do things like that anymore, and therein lies the problem. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes here on the other side of this next break. Yesterday I brought this up. Did you see this? So you can understand that you're dealing with Nazis. Did you see the Facebook fact checker arrested for attempting to murder an independent journalist, according to thepeoplesvoice.com? Why did he want to murder this girl or this person? Because a Facebook fact checker has been arrested for the attempted murder of an independent media journalist who he accused of spreading misinformation online. So when you call them out and you're truthful about it, they want to kill you. Of course. Isn't that what Jesus said? Yeah, he said they hated me and my father. Why? Because he uncovered them for who they were in John 15. Also read John 7:7. I want you to see a picture of these guys. They're Nazis. Absolute Nazis. Mr. Stop Faking, Dr. Death, Honor, Bandera, and Court Nazis. Hey, folks, these people can get in trouble if this is misinformation. This is not misinformation. I want to show you something else. Notice they're foreigners. Notice that they're from the Ukraine. Notice who they are. They're goofy individuals. Look at these. These are the people that are doing fact checks on people like you and me. Do you understand what you're dealing with? I can tell you prophetically, and I need someone to bring this to me, but I'm telling you right now, what's happening is the keyboards and the laptops, those that are given the helm, I can tell you right now that they're foreign individuals that are doing the things to the American people, that are doing the things to the American people. And I'm not saying it because I have it right in front of me, but I guarantee you what's happening in this country today is so foreign to the U.S. Constitution that only foreigners could do it. They're going to have to use foreigners to do it. If that wasn't the case, you might want to ask yourself the question why your government, federal and state, are alluring illegals into America. Bradley, this is really hopeless. Well, it depends on where you have your hope. I'm not hopeless. I'm just showing you who the American people need to deal with. Oh, and furthermore, isn't it interesting, fact book checker arrested for attempted to murder independent journalist for exposing him for who he is? You also know, do you not, that Snopes is a CIA operation. That's common knowledge. They are like the devil himself, saying to anybody that is reading the truth, they always go after the people that tell you the truth. They don't go after those that are lying. They go after the people that are telling you the truth, and just like the devil, hath God said. Just like he did when he went to Eve. Hath God said. They want you to question the truth. Okay? That's what these outlets do. That's what these fact checkers are about. Look where they have to go to get these fact checkers. They have to go to the most debased individuals to do their biddings. It's just like the TSA. Hey, Americans, why do you have a TSA in an airport? Why do you have security in an airport when the borders are wide open? Have you ever begged that question? Why do you have a TSA? Why are you being frisked? Why are you being violated concerning the Fourth Amendment? Why are you allowing the TSA, which airports do not have to have, by the way, why are you allowing the TSA to violate your Fourth Amendment, yet the borders are wide open? That's where it's going. I am a law abider. I will abide by the law. But I'll tell you what, when I'm being violated concerning the Fourth Amendment, I have a real problem with that, especially knowing what's going on here. Does that tell you who the terrorists are? I hope it does. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who are the ones that appointed the TSA to violate your Fourth Amendment in the first place? Your federal government. Your state governments. Who profited from 9/11 more than your government? Nobody did. Nobody has. I know you don't like to hear that, some people, but you better get a hold of what's going on here. You better identify who the enemies are. Instead of just going along with everything that you're told to go along with. It's just like I was talking to you earlier about $61 billion going over to the Ukraine. Isn't it interesting who they are giving your money to? Isn't it interesting? Isn't it thought-provoking to contemplate the idea that, wait a second, why are they taking our money to the equivalent of $61 billion, building up another country while they're destroying ours and then giving us a national deficit, further enslaving our posterity? Hey, Americans, I got a question for you. For your posterity, where's the love? Where's the love? What is the fulfilling of the law? Love. Where is the fulfilling of the law, Americans? Because if you love, you'd fulfill the law and uphold it. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews, Romans 3:31, and bring that right back to the seat of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Matthew 5:17, who said he did not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. Got hour two coming up on the other side, 1-866-582-9933. We're just going to get to the main topic, folks, because I want to go there. We don't do things like that anymore, I was told. Okay, there's the problem. There's the problem. 1-866-582-9933.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.